The Lord said to Samuel, "Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." We've all heard the expression, or may have heard the expression, that nothing good ever happens after midnight. And of course, studies and just experience shows that most crimes take place in the dead of night, under the cover of night, when nobody supposedly can see what's going on. It's when horrible things begin to happen. Many of us have had the experience of maybe going to the kitchen late at night, turning on the light, and to our horror, seeing a roach or two crawling around, or maybe a mouse or a rat that's in there. Okay? Again, the vermin doing their evil work under the cover of night. Happens in the human world and in the animal world. What is it about light that brings assurance, that brings confidence, that brings safety? Well, it's just because it's light. In the very beginning of the creation, the world was in mass chaos, or creation, or whatever was there, the void was there, as Genesis says. And God speaks those words, "Let there be light." And then there's order and balance and beauty. And then God creates the world and says it is good, because the light is there. And Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." He came to bring light to those in darkness. As St. Paul tells us, brothers and sisters, you were once darkness itself, once in darkness because of your slavery to sin, but now you've been given light. And because you've been given light, you are light in the Lord. The Lord wants to let that light shine in you and through you. As you've heard from the little song that the kids sing so many times, "This is the light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." It's the light of our faith, the light of our hope, the light of our love, the holiness that should be coming out through us as Jesus produces every kind of goodness, of righteousness and truth through us as we live as children of the light. St. Paul tells us to take no part in the fruitless works of darkness, but rather to expose them. To expose what is evil by conquering it with good. Those evil things that he says are shameful even to mention, things done by the evildoers in secret. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. A light that shines in darkness, that brings salvation for the upright. In the depth of darkness and blindness, the worst thing that can happen is for us to become spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. And the thing that eclipses the Lord's light is our very own pride. And that's exactly the thing that needs to be stripped down. And that was the lesson Jesus was teaching the scribes and the Pharisees in the gospel. None of us likes to be humiliated. None of us likes to be corrected. None of us likes to be proven wrong. That's just human nature. But at the same time, we should be glad when those things happen. When humiliations come, when we've proven that we're wrong, when we understand that there's something greater than what we think is the truth. Because sometimes our perception of the truth gets a bit distorted. Now, this story is just made up, but it kind of illustrates the point. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that in a particular community, you have what they used to call a house of ill repute. If the kids don't understand, parents, you can explain what that is, okay? But there's a house where ladies of the night will sell themselves for and exchange sin for money. But let's say that you have some poor guy who's rather lonely, maybe he's depressed, life has gone badly, and so he gets tempted to console himself, decides to visit one of these places. Never done this before. And he gets scared, and he gets worried. He's got a heart condition, and he collapses on the floor. Of course, the ambulance comes to get him, and somebody at the ambulance notices that the man has a cross. And so they figure, well, he must be a Christian, so we're going to call the priest. The priest goes. And while he's there, some of the women, perhaps, might have a change of heart, want to go to confession. So he stays there a while, having their confessions to counsel them and so on. Ambulance is gone. But then somebody sees Father walk out of this house of ill repute. And what happens? "Y'all, guess where I saw the priest the other day?" That kind of thing. And nobody knows why he's there, what happened on the inside, but You've got some good people, maybe who love the priest, who become scandalized. Others who maybe didn't like the priest, say, I knew that about that man. That's the kind of man he really is. All kinds of stories would begin to ensue. But only God knows what actually happened. Now, to my understanding, it never happened to me or anybody else. Somebody after the 8:30 Mass said it did happen to some priest he knew of someplace else, so it could happen, just saying. But the part of the story is that we don't always know everything, and we're quick to judge about those things. As Jesus tells us, we should not be the kinds who tell somebody else, let me take that splinter out of your eye when there's a log in your own. But rather, we pray the Lord that that log can be removed from our own eyes, that we can see things clearly. And say with the blind man, Lord, that I may see. Not with my own physical eyes, but to see with your eyes, the eyes of faith, to see things as God sees them, to see persons as God sees them, and ourselves as God sees us, to seek repentance for ourselves, to pray for one another, and to assist one another in living in the light, as we ourselves are illuminated by God's own sanctifying light.